Hi, this is Nick with the Family Gamers on the Gen Con floor with Foxmind Games. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, and you?
Pretty good. So what's been your most memorable Gen Con moment so far?
I think it's just all about the different relationship you can do during the con. It's being at a convention like Gen Con is totally different from other conventions. There's so many things going on. If you go year by year, you won't have any chance to see everything that's going on, especially for an exhibitor who's staying at his booth, needs to manage all the people there, and you have all those requests from different people. But the friendliness of everyone that's coming makes it very special.
Oh, awesome. All right, so well, for our listeners that may not have heard of Foxmind Games, can you tell us a little bit about you guys?
So Foxmind early on was known for a lot of their educative games, but as the company grows, we have more and more games that are meant for the family crowd. So family crowd being that they are easy to teach. Within 5 minutes, if you grab a Foxmind game, within 5 minutes you're able to understand the concept of it. And it's also affordable for families to get some titles like that. And the colors of our boxes distinguish themselves from other games you see out there.
Awesome. So what do you guys have new and exciting as far as releases go?
So this year, one game that really attracted the attention of people is called The Potion. It's a micro game from 3 to 7 players, and it's a deduction game and bluffing game. It's a mix of both. And what attracts the eye with that game is the packaging itself. It's called The Potion, but it comes into a very small package, which is a potion bottle. So inside the bottle, you have all these acrylic pieces, and those are the ingredients you want to get rid of as fast as you can. So you roll a set of dice, you choose one ingredient in your hand secretly, you show it to the other players at the same time, and if players have a match with one of the potion's requests, you get to get rid of your potion ingredient and put it inside the bottle. So what's fun about the game is that every player looks into each other's eyes, and you have this little smirk in your face looking at the other players, and okay, will I choose the right ingredient at that point? So packaging attracts the eye. At Gen Con, people played it in the odd BGG room, and a lot of people came back and said, well, not only the packaging's fun, the game's small, it's not expensive, but also we have a lot of fun out of it. The main element for us is make sure that families of all different ages have fun playing our games.
So what would be the entry age on that game, on Potion?
This one, I would say 7 and up are able to play it very, very easily. You can even go down to 6, because it's a very easy principle where you choose one color, one ingredient, if you will, you put it in your hand, you show it to everyone, and they're able to have a lot of fun, especially if adults are able to help them playing.
Oh, very cool. And then I also see a new release here at Gen Con is in your Sports Dice series. You have the Sports Dice Football. Can you tell us a little bit about that one? So that's a favorite of the Family Gamers podcast here.
Great. So last year it was the baseball one, and a lot of people liked it very much. We were already thinking at that point if we wanted to do more. And Andy Jeremiah, the designer of the game, had this idea of doing the football one, which made a lot of sense. The fun you can get out of the football one, first of all, is that some people don't like baseball, some people prefer football. So the football crowd gets interested in that, but the game itself is very much like the baseball one, but it has a little bit more of decision making in the process, because you have all these 4 downs and you need to decide if you want to punt, if you want to go for the touchdown. So you have very crucial moments in the game where those decisions are they can make the whole difference in the final score in the game. So that the football dice is going to be available in stores in around 1 week or 2. Okay. And at Gen Con, we had a limited release of it, and we got sold out quite quickly.
Oh, awesome. Congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see. After just playing a couple of rounds, you get the feel of like the push and pull and like the tension in a football game. You know, you're rolling the dice and you're trying to figure out, okay, which are the best combos. Okay, go. I think I rolled one where I had 40 yards. So I was able to move pretty far. But then you can quickly offset that with a turnover, which would happen to me. I was doing good, and then I got a turnover, and etc. So it really simulates like the feel of, you're watching football or playing football in a tabletop format for sports fans anyway. Cool. And then right behind you, I'm looking at you, this big, big, shiny, bright sign that says Manhattan on it. I see some very bright and colorful game pieces. Yeah. Can you tell us about that one?
So for those who don't know Manhattan, if you go back into BGG and look it up, it dates back from 1994.
Oh, wow.
So it's a game that won the Spiel des Jahres the year before Catan was released. So it fell a bit into the shadow of a big game like Catan. But this game is from the designer Andrea Seyfarth, who designed the who designed Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is widely known again for its classic design, and a lot of people have some kind of love for the game. And this one is a bit the same, meaning that on BGG, when the game was not available for all those years, it's been out of print for 12 years, people were constantly demanding to have that game back in print. So we decided, along with our Korean partners, Mandu Games, to create the new version. So it's back in print since February, and people have been enjoying it ever since. So the main difference with the old design, the colors are much more appealing to a family crowd, and the level of the game, it's an area control game with a difficulty level similar to a Ticket to Ride game. It's very, very easy to pick up. People sit down, they get to play it. After one round, they're able to play the full game, and they're enjoying themselves quite a lot. And at the end, if you ever get a chance to see it at a convention, it's the table presence of the game. The skyscraper, once they're all... The skyscraper, you're building skyscraper, and once they're up, they go very, very high, and people stop by and look at the game and say, whoa, I really need to line up and try this game.
Yeah, I mean, it really caught my eye, just the color. You got big, bright blue pieces, purple, yellow, orange. I mean, just look the, even the board is super colorful and bright.
If you look it up on Instagram, and you will see all those translucent buildings, and they have a visual presence that stands out and fit with the Fox Mine line with our colors.
Oh, okay, cool. So well, then what else are you guys having coming out later this year, or anything else you can share with us?
Yes. There's one game we were very hopeful in releasing this year. But we thought that we needed to put more attention and more love into it because we feel it has tons of potential, and that gamers, smaller gamers and bigger gamers alike, will enjoy it. It's called Bermuda Pirates. It's a pirate team game, but it's also a dexterity game where you and you push it to grab treasure on the on an island on the center of the map. But the thing is that under the board there's metal discs, and your boat is actually a magnetic piece.
Oh, wow.
So when you push your boat, you need to avoid the traps, but you don't know where they are. So you play blindly and you try to spot where the treasures are. So it's all about pushing your boat and being caught by the magnet. And once you're caught, the treasures that are on your boat jump out of the boat and fall into the water. So you have this surprise effect. Every time you play, you have this surprise element that is very nice, and we've play tested it here with the first group of players, and they've all enjoyed it very much. So it's going probably to come out quarter two next year.
Okay, cool. All right, and then where can we find you online?
So www.foxmine.com, and I would say that on Instagram and Facebook we have a very dynamic community, so I would invite everyone who's interested in our products to go there, and it'd be a pleasure to show you everything we have.
All right, well, thank you so much for taking the time and chatting with us today.
Thank you very much.